Virtual Mentoring Sessions, Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, Rex Howard. Beautiful day. Sunshine, 74. So enjoy that. I think be very nice today. If you haven't cut the lawn, you've got a chance to get out there today. Stacy Shaw in studio. Beautiful day. Good morning, Children's Mentoring Connection.
Good morning, Rex. It is a beautiful day. Isn't it nice to have sunshine more than one day in a row?
Yeah, that is so true. Feels like San Diego,
yeah,
right?
There you go.
Kinda, right. So Children's Mentoring Connection of Hancock County, and seems like you're trying maybe something new here, virtual sessions?
Yeah, so we're having a virtual information session. So we have a couple of dates set up. We have June 9th and June 16th set with some different times that people can just log on to learn about mentoring so that we can kind of help demystify some of those myths that might be out there. And we know the number one barrier or reason people think they can't volunteer for us is time. And so we're going to focus a little bit on that. I think some people don't know the different types of mentoring we have that involve different amounts of time. So I want to help people understand that a little bit better. And certainly if the times that we have offered don't work for them, we can always arrange another session.
So you're looking 12 weeks of summer.
Yes.
Here,
so we're looking for summer connections. So we have 12 weeks of summer. So our goal with that is to find 12 new mentors. We always seem to have about 15 kids on our waiting list. And right now that's about the case. Most of those are boys, but we do also have girls ages 6 to 14. And they're really just wanting somebody to spend some extra time with them, to invest in them. Mm-hmm. And actually, we just matched a little guy who had his birthday wish to have a mentor. So these kids really want that to happen.
Very good. So, it can be maybe lunch, maybe dinner, go to the zoo or...
Absolutely. And we help
like
you
that.
Out too. So you don't have to figure it all out on your own. Right. We don't just say, okay, you're a mentor, here's a kid, and you know, go out and have a great time and let us know how it goes. We have activities that we do twice a month. Mm-hmm. And during the summer and during the warmer months, one of those activities is what we call our fun shop, where we partner with the Historical Museum and use the workshop beside, or we've turned it into a workshop, beside the Little Red Schoolhouse. And we do things like building projects, and our next one coming up is we're going to build a couple of lending libraries, one that's going to actually be out there by the Little Red Schoolhouse and one that's going to be at the Family Center out by the Community Garden. Mm. So really helping
Very
the
nice.
Kids to understand, you know, participating as a whole.
Yeah. They've built some other really cool things. Like catapult, right?
Yes. Some things I'm like, I don't know how this is going to go, but so far everything has gone great, and it's amazing to see the kids coming back this year with the skills that they learned last year and just really being able to just get started and not have to wait for a bunch of instructions.
Right. Stacy Shaw in Children's Mentoring Connection of Hancock County. So if somebody wants to be a part of the virtual sessions, how do they do that?
Yeah, probably the easiest way is to just give us a call at 419-424-9752. You can also email me at Stacy, which is Stacy at cmchancock.org, and we'll get you set up with those sessions.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Stacy Shaw in Children's Mentoring Connection of Hancock County. Have a great summer. We'll see you Community Day.
Yes, I'll be back at Community
next
Day.
A week from Friday. Hard to believe. It's already going fast.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.